Good morning, I'm Tim Olbrich. On today's show, I want to talk to you about something we use every day. We see it every day, and we're pretty much surrounded by it. It's used to shape our roads, buildings, and cities for as long as we can remember. And if you're a homeowner, you likely have it all over your property. I'm talking about cement. I'm talking about your driveway, your walkways, your stairs, patio or pool decks, and everything that comes along with your cement. Well, this is the fun part, the cracks, the chipping, the flaking, the stains, the finish and the color you might not be happy with. In our studio today is Harold Spring. He's the owner of the Cement Store, experts in the field of concrete products, decorative concrete, and concrete sealers. Thanks for coming in today, Harold. Great to talk about concrete. It's not something that's very sexy, but it's pretty important in all of our lives, isn't it?
Really, everywhere you look, it's concrete is every part of our life. You even don't think about it. It's a pleasure to be here with you this morning, Jim.
Well, before we get into why concrete flakes and chips and how we can repair it on our own property and around our homes, how did you get into the concrete business?
Oh, I got into it in the late 80s. I was working at a rental supply store, and we were renting out equipment. The contractors would come every morning, buy equipment to finish concrete.
Where was this?
This was in Burnaby, BC.
Yep.
Then the finishers kept asking me, okay, how come you don't have products? Like you don't have color, you don't have sealers, you don't have all these products. Because we got to go over to another store, another half hour over. The owners of the companies would say, yeah, I got my guy sitting in the truck now for an hour and a half riding around and I'm paying him. So I started bringing products in and not only did I get the rental machines, the pressure washers and all that, I also started supplying supplies. And my boss at that time said, well, nobody in our company knows anything about it. You're the guy. You learn it. So I started learning all about stamped concrete, about exposed aggregate, about finishing, hardscape finishes.
You were the guy who had to become the expert on it.
I was the guy that had to become the expert, yeah.
Well, you used to be a banker. How did that happen?
Well, in my early days, when I came out of school, I was recruited out of high school for a banker, and I thought that was going to be my career. And after 3 years, the way things worked in the bank and everything, I couldn't handle it. So I thought, okay, you know what? I got to get out. I got to have some freedom a bit. And then I ended up getting into the parts business, into the power transmission bearings and that. And I was in that for 10 years, 14 years until I got transferred to Vancouver, which we wanted to be there many years ago. But I finally got there. And then I got into, I got my real estate license in the 80s.
Wow.
And that time the real estate was going down. Well, I was going the other way. I was going up. So I was fortunate to get a subdivision in Langley, which had about 250 lots. So I spent a few years out there selling houses. And at that time, I got into all the finishes and the concrete driveways. We got into stamped concrete was coming into its own.
Yeah, in the 80s, it was very big, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Nobody even knew anything about it.
Right.
And what was it about? Well, we got an outfit coming out of Australia. That's where it actually started in New Zealand. But these guys from Australia brought products into Vancouver, and we started using stamped concrete as an upgrade in our driveways and our sidewalks as against other builders.
Well, and it elevates the look of a building or a property, whether it's commercial or residential, right?
Absolutely. Brings up the value. And then the cities and the towns, they started putting that in as a requirement, shake roofs, certain sidings, and now they wanted concrete driveways. So if you had a plain concrete driveway, it looked ugly. Stamped concrete looked beautiful. So there took off from there.
So when you were forced to kind of become an expert at the concrete, what were some of the things that you kind of uncovered or realized in that little part of the world there?
Well, in that little part of the world, what I did is I was tracked down by a company in Delta who's manufacturing concrete products now. They're manufacturing sealers and all that sort of thing. And what I did is I put their lineup together, the release powders, all the sealers, and I started setting up distributors. So I went across Canada setting up distributors, and then I went into the Western United States and set up distributors. So I learned a heck of a lot from all of these dealers and distributors, the problems they were having, the type of products they were having and weren't. I ended up bringing our little company from zero up to $5 million within a couple of years. So it was very successful. Our products were successful, and I learned a lot from dealing with all these finishers all over North America.
Yeah, and being in the bit of the real estate business, you see a lot of it too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So I sort of had that background, and that helped me quite a bit because I'd get into subdivisions and start talking with the builders, and then they finally figured out that, hey, I sort of knew what I was talking about, even though I was a Canadian, but,
It didn't hold that against you.
No.
So when you are in and around this world of concrete and housing and property, when a new home, you know, when I think when a lot of people of us buy a home, we inherit this concrete.
That
we didn't pour it. We didn't have a say in the color, the finish, or anything.
No.
It's just part of the property that we got. And sometimes there are issues with it immediately, and people overlook that when they're looking at a house. Like, oh, well, I guess we'll eventually get to that, but I want to paint the side of it or paint the inside or worry about the kitchen and bathrooms.
Exactly.
But they ignore the concrete.
It's
so
never on their minds.
So what's the most common issue when it comes to something that might go wrong with concrete?
Well, the biggest common issue is if it's a stamped concrete job, you'll find that the colors are lackluster. Maybe part of it is worn out.
Mm.
You'll find that if the house has been around for a few years, you'll find cracking on it. You'll find cracking driveways, cracking sidewalks, and these are the things that the original builder put it in. He installed it, so the homeowner has really no control over it. They just inherit a bad job, you might say. A hollow in concrete, it's inherent. It's one of the things that everybody can guarantee.
You say
concrete can crack.
It cracks.
It cracks. Simple.
All concrete cracks. This just in: Harold Spring from the cement store says all concrete cracks.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, well, why?
Well, because of compaction. When you take think about it for a minute. If you have an area, say a 10 by 20, and you're going to compact that with a machine, it's virtually impossible to have that pad completely packed identically the same throughout the whole pad. So you put your concrete down, there's no give. Even if it's 6 inches thick, there's no give on that concrete. You drive your car on it, 4,000 pounds, and one corner it's a little soft, bing, there you got a crack.
And it,
so the Ready Mix Association of Canada, what they determined, they say, okay, to eliminate, or not eliminate, but reduce cracking, pads should be no bigger than 10 feet by 10 feet.
And that's why we see these seams along in the big squares,
right?
That's why
you see them all broken up with seams in it, exactly.
Right, okay.
And even then, you'll have four pads like that on a driveway.
Sure.
One of the darn ones is going to crack.
Simply. Yeah, and we see it everywhere. We see it on property, but we also see the city has to deal with this too.
Oh, sure.
So there's no guarantee that your job is ever going to be done perfect.
No, never. It'll never. They'll strive to do the best they can and try to compact it. I've had builders that have told me, okay, we put water on it. We got a huge compactor to pack it down. They've done everything, put particular special materials underneath to shore it up, put it down, it cracks, you know. So it's just one of those inherent things that if a good builder will try to eliminate most of them.
Sure,
he can.
Right.
Other builders that don't really care, they'll just bang, put it in, and the homeowner won't know until down the road.
Right.
It's one of those things. It doesn't happen today or tomorrow. It happens in 2 years and then who knows?
Yeah.
Who's responsible then?
Right. And a good concrete job, if done well, all precautions taken care of, should last how long?
Oh, you should be looking at 20 years.
Oh, really?
Because there's the secondary problem is not only from cracking. The secondary problem is scaling, is the surface scaling off.
Hmm.
And that comes down to the finishers. When they trowel that concrete surface, what it does when you're troweling it, it brings what we call the cream up to the surface. It brings up a little bit of cement paste and a little bit of water.
The milkiness, yeah.
Milkiness, and that gives you a hard surface. Okay, that gives you that little surface on the top. It gives you a hard surface.
Right.
Well, the finisher goes away from the job, and he comes back, and it's already setting up on him. So what he does is he throws water on it, and then he'll trowel it again, and it'll redo the surface. But what it does, it brings up the cement powder by itself. Cement powder by itself has no strength. It has to be around a sand or around a rock to have any strength.
Mm.
So he'll trowel it in, looks great, and then about 4 months later, the top starts peeling off because the cement powder now has no strength. It's not sticking to anything. It just starts flaking off. And you can walk around everywhere in the city, and you'll see these pitted driveways or pitted sidewalks. That's because it was over-troweled, and water was put on it and to cover it up.
Well, I got my health spot 6 years ago, and honestly, when we met last week, I didn't have a flaking on problem. Yep. And all of a sudden, in this past week, Harold,
it's come up.
Yeah, just it's about a toonie size flake that it started, you know, not far from where I park on the pathway around the house, and I thought of you instantly. I go, darn it, you know. I'm thinking of that guy who poured my concrete, who either missed a spot or didn't do the right finish on it. And I think it's very common. I think
it's rampant throughout the whole industry. So it comes down to a finisher. Most of them, they don't stay on the job. They should stay with the job, and when the concrete's ready to set up, then trowel it.
Yeah.
They go away, and they got two or three jobs on the go, and then maybe they're bringing their crew back a little bit late, or you know, timing is a little bit off. And they still got to get the job done. Well, then the water comes out.
These are the things as a homeowner, when you walk out of your house on your own, or when you're walking up your house, your driveway or your pathway, you see these little things.
Oh, sure.
Nobody else really does, but you see them, and they kind of drive you crazy.
Exactly.
Oh, I'd like to fix that. Well, wouldn't that be great? That's the last thing in my house that needs to be done, and I just, it's such a big job. Now I got to do everything. And I think there's a real misnomer as to what am I going to do to fix this? I can't put a little top layer of
cement.
You
can. What we call is we have super fine patching, which is
some
patching material that'll feather down to nothing,
right,
and it'll go up to about a 32nd of an inch.
So there are ways to fix flaking, you know, cracking, and all sorts of this.
They're all temporary. What I mean, temporary in our business is like a year, maybe 2 years or 3 years. That's temporary.
Okay.
And you can fix them, clean them up, and you may need maintenance again in another 2 years. It might start flaking off again, and then, okay, you just do the same thing again. So it's not a tough thing.
Right.
It's not a hard thing to do. Anybody can sort of do it. All you need is a trowel and a bag of superfine patching, and you can take care of all of that scaling. And it's almost like a rained-out slab. They'll have the same thing happen to it.
Right,
And then just put a topping on it.
Talking with Harold Spring, he's the cement store owner, and we have to say as well, Okanagan Concrete is your shop as well.
Exactly.
So you've been in this market since 2004, Harold, over 10 years. You've been working with communities, builders. It's not just commercial. It's residential as well.
Right.
You help out a lot of people. The cementstore.ca is the website for products, for ideas, for a lot of great videos you have on your website as well.
Thank
for
you.
People just to understand how cement works, how typically it will act and respond over years, and how you can fix cracks, repairs, and there's some really great information on your website. So if you do have issues, flaking, cracking, chipping, I suggest you go to thecementstore.ca, thecementstore.ca, thecementstore.com. Both of them will take you to the same place, pick American or Canadian sites, but the cementstore.ca for a lot of great information as to how you can fix these problems and what products you should be using. We want to talk about a product. We're going to take a little bit of a break here, but I want to add that when, you know, if only we knew the health of our concrete, if only we knew what it's going to do, how long it's going to last, if it's going to last until the end of this season, you have a product. It's called Red Label Primer. We'll talk about what kind of indicator it becomes when you apply it to your driveway. We'll talk more about that product and more with Harold Spring from the Cement Store right after this on AM 1150's Business Spotlight.